Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your live connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
Good evening. Welcome to Making It to the Finish Lines Radio Show. I am Gladys Pearson, founder and CEO of Making It to the Finish Line, and I have in the studio today with me,
I'm Miss Dawn, and I'm representing Miss Dawn and Associates.
And I'm Cassandra Bennett from Big Wheel Smokehouse.
We will be coming to you weekly with words of motivation, inspiration, and informative information about our youth. Miss Sand, would you like to tell them a little about yourself and why you're here today?
Yes, I will. Hi, and like I said before, I'm Cassandra Bennett from Big Wheel Smokehouse. And Gladys is my mother. From time to time, you will be hearing me call her Sugar because that's what I call my mom a lot. I'm here because I would like to inform you guys about turning hobby into profit. It's an entrepreneurship program. I have over 25 different businesses that I have researched and did myself and experimented with. So I'm going to be bringing this each week. A job for you that you can take all the work out. I've done all the work for you. You just have to put your little touch to it. Also, I'm going to be doing couponing with you. Everyone loves to save a buck. And I'm also going to be bringing simple meals for you, how to save on certain things to bring with the family. Next, we'll have Ms. Dawn.
Yes, hello, you all. So excited to be a part of this show because it is focused on making it to the finish line. And as I continue on this journey, I would like to share with you some tips, some tricks, and just some things that help me get through this thing called life. It's very therapeutic for me to be able to reach out to people that I can't see, touch, or feel with what I've been blessed with to share. The goal is to make friends, basically. We want to be able to chat with you even when we're not on the air, and we want to create an audience out there. We want you to tune in every week because we're going to keep it fresh and funky, as they would say. So with that being said, I'm going to pass it on to Gladys.
Well, let me first tell you a little bit why Making It to the Finish Line came about. I had a story that I wanted to share with women from all walks of life, including our young women. As I began my journey on Making It to the Finish Line, I was taken advantage of at the age of 13. And that resulted in me being a teen mom. But my story is not like most young ladies. Most young ladies keep their baby. My baby was put up for adoption. And that left me feeling that I was not as good as other women for years. I would walk around with my head down. My self-esteem was very low. I carried this secret with me for 32 years. My mother made a promise that this would never be discussed, and it wasn't. And being a 13-year-old, can you imagine how traumatic an experience like that is? Because I was sent away from home, and I couldn't understand why I was sent away. And I thought it was because my mother and my father were ashamed of me, but that was not the case. I was sent away from home to be protected from being humiliated, people talking about, you know, me being a teen mom. I was only 13, but I really didn't understand that at the time. All I could think about, I was alone. I couldn't see my siblings. I couldn't talk to my parents on a regular basis because they knew I would want to talk to my siblings. So as life have it, I was able, after the birth of my daughter, I was able to come back home, and my parents gave me my life back. And I always questioned, were they ashamed? Did they love me? And this was one of the biggest questions I had. And, you know, as I became an adult, I realized they really did love me, because if they didn't love me, they never would have made it possible for me to come back home and live my life as any other young girl. But trying to live that life, I had this secret, and I carried it for 32 years, and I know a lot of you listeners can relate to that. Something in your life that you carried for many, many years. Moving forward, the secret was revealed in 1992. My siblings had no knowledge about this secret because back in my time, you know, secrets are buried. But when this secret came out and how it came out, my daughter located us. And when she located us, it was such an overwhelming experience because for 32 years, I walked around with my head down. When I was in school, I thought people were looking at me, not knowing, they didn't know my secret. This was just in my mind. And so making it to the finish line, and that's how I came about making it to the finish line, because I wanted to share and help other women, especially our younger women. I mean, even guys can relate to this, that no matter what your challenge is, you can make it to the finish line, because I'm a proven product of that. I graduated from high school. Later on, I went back to further my higher education. I received an associate's degree, a bachelor's degree, and 2 master's degrees. Now, you can't tell me I did not make it to the finish line.
Yes, you did.
Listeners, if you're facing any kind of challenge, you can make it to the finish line. Now I'm going to turn it over to either Dawn, Miss Dawn, or Cassandra, and they can ad lib about this secret that I carry for 32 years.
Well, you know, when I first heard about it, I kind of like felt a little shocked. Because we all have images of people, and we think we know them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And in our actuality, is so much more beneath the surface. And that's why when the organization was, you know, created, I volunteered because I understood the why you did it, and what kept you wanting to do this and help others. I understood that you could relate to a young person going through something. Doesn't matter what it was. So, yeah, that was really kind of my take. I mean, of course, I can go on and on and on with indirect ways that it affected my life. But directly, that's how it affected.
Well, I'm going to talk to you from the eyes of a child. Growing up, my mother would always tell me, I don't want you to make the same mistakes that I made. And I would always ask her over and over again, what mistakes did you make? And she would never tell me. She just would tell me, I didn't want you to make the same mistakes. But I saw my mother, well, she's a strong woman. I mean, growing up, I saw her being very, very strong. So when my sister located us, we were at a wedding that day, and we got a phone call from my aunt telling us that your daughter had located you. And I'm sitting in the car, and I'm looking at my mother, and she was asking my aunt all these questions. Well, Aureen, are you sure? What did she say? What did Daddy say? Because my sister located my grandfather. But I just want to go back a little bit. As I was growing up, I always told my mother that I had a sister out there. I didn't know the story. I didn't know the secret, but I felt in my heart that I had a sister out there. And my mother would always tell me, what are you talking about? I'd say, Ma, I know I have a sister out there. Where's my sister at? And she would just ask me, what am I talking about? And she would just go on with our conversation. But I know when my sister located us, that was the best thing, because my grandfather got to see his firstborn grandchild before he passed away. A couple of years later, he passed away. And having a big sister now, I'm excited. I also have a brother as well, but to have a sister, that sister that I always wanted, we opened arms when she came to us. I mean, we were just overjoyed with her. And it was a struggle because it was a different, we was in a different place. You go with the excitement. Then I think you go with, why did my mother give her up? Then you go with that silent treatment between her and myself as sisters because we did not grow up with each other. But when we met Shelly, she looked and had the same mannerisms as my mother. She grew up on the east side of town. We stayed on the west side of town. She lived in Detroit all her life, and we just never had a clue about it. But, I mean, things happen for a reason. And that's what I always tell my mother, things happen for a reason. And if for her to think that we were ashamed of her after we found out what was going on, we was never ashamed. Because, I mean, she was a kid. Someone took advantage of her. And so the thing that young people have to know is if you are taken advantage of, you have to let someone know. So there's a reason for everything that happens in life. I love my sister. We were never ashamed of my mother. My mother was a single mother. She raised myself and my brother, and I feel she did an excellent job with myself. And
now what about your brother, honey?
She did okay with William, but
oh, just okay.
But with me, she did an excellent job.
Of course you would say that, right? I just think I did an equal excellent job with the both of you guys.
Yeah, you did. You did. Very, very strong, strong lady. She instilled in us different things. And I just want to tell you different things that she instilled in me. When I went to high school, she told me that I needed to go out and sign up for cosmetology. That's not what I wanted to do, but that's something I did because my mother told me to do this because she felt that I was good doing hair. I turned 15. She told me to get dressed, and I thought we was going out for dinner. Little did I knew, I was going to Ganto so I can get a job, my first job. And I told her I didn't need a job, and she told me, yes, you do. So at 15, and I'm going to tell you how strong this lady was. At 15, she stopped buying school clothes. I had to pay a phone bill. I had to get a separate phone because Mom loved to talk on the phone, so I had to have my own phone with Michigan Bell. Anyone know about Michigan Bell way back when? That was the phone company, not AT&T. And she taught me a lot of values. You know, at that time, I didn't understand why she wanted me to go out and get a job at 15. But now as I'm older and I'm grown and I have my own children, I understand what she was trying to do and what she accomplished. Then I can tell you stories on and on when we got ready to move. It's no secret. We moved a lot.
Oh, wow. That's something else I didn't even know.
Girl, it was like I was a gypsy. I would pick up and move at the blink of an eye.
And y'all always had shelter, right?
Always had shelter. And Cassandra can say she had a responsibility. She wanted to live, you know.
Right.
Middle class.
Yeah.
So she had to chip in that middle class money from her paycheck.
Oh, yeah, that's how you teach it.
Right.
I didn't see it as she was teaching me anything.
Of
she
course.
Was just taking my money.
But you know,
the key is the
right. I mean, but when I was coming up, I had a co-op job. And my mother told me I was going to have to pay the phone bill. And I'm trying to say, why should I pay y'all's phone bill? We can't talk on the phone. And it was only $12. Girl, I cried like a baby. I did not want to give her that $12 for their phone bill that we couldn't talk on the phone.
Right, right, right.
But you know what? I look back on it as she was teaching me responsibility, which we need to always try to teach our kids responsibility. And as Cassandra was saying, some of the things I chose for her to do. Today, our youth, you know, parents try to accommodate them, but some things should not be negotiable.
I agree. Some are not negotiable.
As long as you're at home and you don't have a job,
period.
I mean, you know, like putting them in programs.
Uh-huh.
And the kids say, oh, I don't want to go. Oh, no, no, no. That's unacceptable. You're going, and this is how I raise my kids. This is what you go do.
Right.
But in the long run, they know that it's, you know, it benefits them. So what we're going to bring to you each week is things to help you to live a better and fuller life through motivation, inspiration,
mm-hmm.
and informative items and tips. Each week, we want you to leave with something. We want you to be full.
Right.
We want you to be excited. Oh, I can't wait to hear Making It to the Finish Line radio show.
Can't wait to hear Miss Fan.
Can't wait to hear Miss Dawn.
Because each of us have our own different viewpoint. We're going to take a little commercial, and we'll be right back.
Baby, the smoke is real. I said it, the smoke is real. Big Wheel Smokehouse, our barbecue sauce is packed with flavor on top of flavor, made with brown sugar, ripe tomatoes, and 10 different spices. So next time you want to take your chicken, ribs, or pulled pork to the next level, pour on some Big Wheel Smokehouse sauce where the smoke is real. And for those who have a sweet tooth, let Big Wheel Smokehouse make German chocolate or carrot cake cookies. German chocolate, a rich cocoa cookie with chocolate chips, caramel, pecans, and coconut, and for our carrot cake cookies, loaded with carrots, pineapples, raisins, and topped off with a cream cheese icing. So next time you want to go grab a bottle of barbecue sauce or gourmet cookies, come to Big Wheel Smokehouse, where the smoke is real.
Yes, Big Wheel Smokehouse. How can they contact you?
They can contact me on Facebook at Big Wheel Smokehouse, and they also can contact me on Instagram at Big Wheel Smokehouse or 313-718-5581. And remember, the smoke is real.
Yes,
girl, is it real? Is it really real?
Yes, it is.
I want to tell you something. Those cookies are real.
Yeah,
I don't need the smoke real. Those cookies are real. You know, I had no idea what I was going to taste.
Okay, okay.
The German chocolate. Oh my. You did that.
Okay.
Yes.
Thanks.
So you all got a call. How can they reach you again?
You can contact me at 313-718-5581 or follow me on Instagram at Big Wheel Smokehouse and also Facebook at Big Wheel Smokehouse.
Now, ladies, you know they don't really know us that well, so let's go and tell them about some current events that's going on in our life. And you know what? If you have to go back 90 days, so be it. But we want them to be connected with, you know, what's going on now in our lives. And, you know, at this point, I want you to tell them a little bit about who you are as far as, you know, I'm Gladys. I like, you know...
Yes, I'm Gladys, and I like to ballroom dance. I think I am the world's biggest dancer.
Okay.
And you know what? And when people see me, I mean, I laugh the whole time while I'm on that dance floor.
And looking down at her feet.
Okay.
Well, I don't really be looking down at my feet. That's, they just think I do, but I can just tell you some stories about my dancing. My brother, Easy Al, is a dance instructor. And Lord have mercy, when I went to his class, he was saying, man. And not only that, I like to perform. This showcase my dancing skills. And, you know, people be out there, they be just looking like, oh, my God. And he'll tell, my brother tell anybody, because when I showcase my dancing skills, he has to be my dance partner. And I don't like to really rehearse. And he'll tell everybody, okay, I want y'all to know. She didn't want to rehearse, but she wants to showcase her dancing skills. And all I be doing, I just be out there just laughing. I have so much fun. Of course, I be nervous because he's an excellent dancer. But I think I'm an excellent dancer, too.
All right, now.
She really do.
Yeah.
And not only that, I have problems just like any other parent. When people ask you about, well, how old are your kids? Okay, all of my kids are adults, but let me tell you one thing. They never go away.
Right.
Never go away.
Never.
Never. And right now I'm experiencing a little challenge with my son. He's facing a health challenge, and I have to tell you, I'm asking all of those who are listening to keep him in your prayers, because I have the same challenges that any other parent have, and, you know, his challenge has something to do with drinking, and I was really ashamed of him, but I had a great aunt that told me, don't you ever be ashamed of your son. This is your son.
Okay.
And listeners, if you're listening to me, don't ever be ashamed of your children. No, they don't do the things that we want them to do, or they may take a different path from how they were raised, but they're still your children. Even children that are not yours, believe it or not, they're still all of our kids, because we can help them the positive way or we can help them the negative way. And that negative way is they could be out there busting you in the head.
All right.
So they're all of our kids. And what I'm really saying is, if you have a child that may not take the path that you wanted them to take, don't be ashamed of them. Don't throw them away. And, you know, and that's what I let individuals know. Yes, he is a grown man. But the
50.
One,
he's 50.
But the one thing I will not do is throw him away or turn my back on him.
That's right.
And, you know, we can talk about this tough love.
But as a mother.
But as a mother.
Yeah.
I can't do that. And, you know, men are tough. You know, they give them that stern talk. They'll show them, hey, I'm not doing that.
And they're done with them.
And they're done with them. But a mother, when I say a mother, I'm talking about a mother. Because everybody, we can all have kids, but everybody is not a mother. I'm telling you, it's not an easy job. As I say, they never go away. Like Cassandra just said, he's 50. But I had to learn, he's still my son. I love him. No, he didn't choose the path that I wanted him to choose, but he's still mine. And as a mother, I have to tell you, it's not easy to just throw them away and turn your back.
And I just want to say, addiction is it's a struggle.
It is.
It's a struggle, and we all are addicted to something, be good or bad.
Mm-hmm.
And I know over the years growing up, seeing my brother with the alcohol addiction, I, too, was ashamed of him because people didn't even know I had a brother.
Wow.
But when my mother told me what my aunt said about him, you know, my brother's just who he is. He's a very lovable person,
mm-hmm.
but when you have that addiction, it takes over your body.
Yeah.
So I had to learn, that's just my brother, and I love him. But he, at some point, he has to realize, okay, do I want to stay here or do I want to leave here?
Mm-hmm.
And when that happens, it's a struggle on everybody in the family. It puts a pull on my mother. It puts a pull on my sister, on myself, and on him. So we just have to, you have to not talk about people when you see that they have an addiction, but what you do is you pray for them,
yeah.
and you don't talk about them. But me, myself as well, is going through a struggle because I have a 21-year-old and I have a 14-year-old. My 21-year-old was in college for 3 years. And the 3 years he was in school, he kept on telling me, Mom, school is a ripoff. I don't want to be here. And I would tell him, son, you need that piece of paper. You need that piece of paper out here in the world. At least you have that. That's something they can never take away from you. So he humored me for 3 years. But this school year, he dropped out of school. I was crushed as a mother because, there again, that is not the path that I took for my, that I wanted for my son.
Right.
And I taught him entrepreneurship skills. I did everything I thought I was supposed to do as a mother. But then there comes a time when your child is not doing what you think they should do, you question yourself. Was I a good mother? What could I have done different? And I'm not gonna sugarcoat it. I was devastated for months. I was sick, migraines, didn't know what to do. But all I could do was just give it over to God.
That's right.
Start going to church, going to the altar call. And I tell you, if I hadn't had that, I don't know where I would be. And I would talk to my mother, and I would be crying on the phone talking to her, and she would just tell me, Cassandra, All you got to do is just keep on praying for them. But the main thing she told me was, is don't throw them away.
Right.
Don't discourage him when he calls you, even if he's saying what you don't want to hear. You just keep on saying, I know, son, and I love you, son, and let him know that he's always welcome to come home. So we all go through things. Mm-hmm. Never in my wildest dreams thinking, raising him up, that's what I would be going through. But, hey, that's life. And I think, like I said before, everything happened for a reason because God wanted me to depend on him. I couldn't depend on my mother. I couldn't depend on my husband. I had to depend only solely on God because that's what's getting me through this situation right now, not only with my son but with my brother. So, I mean, if you're going through something, you just got to really, really know that if you did all you can do, you just got to give it to God. And if you're going to give it to him, you got to leave it with him. If you're not going to leave it with him, then you're just going to have a headache every day.
Right, right. That's how it goes. You're going to pray, then pray. But you can't pray and worry.
That's right.
You know what I mean? You
That's
just can't
right.
do it. It's just not going to help you focus on the brighter side. Because the brighter side is always coming. In each of you all stories, the brighter side came. My story doesn't relate to family, but I do have a family situation. My mother was diagnosed with high blood pressure in her heart. And I'm an only child, so it's tough when you have a parent and you have no sibling to turn to lean on.
Right.
You have
right.
family, but it's nothing like your sibling.
Right.
That's our mama.
Right.
That's true.
And it's all on me and my mother in your prayers. And we're going to get through it. I'm not worried.
That's right.
Because I have done what you just said. I put it in God's hand, and I go for it. I recently was working a job that literally sucked the spirit out of me.
And it's a lot of people out there like that every day.
And when I say the spirit, my life became one continuous day. Because during the week, I'm worried about going to that place. During the weekend, I'm getting anxious about going to that place. And so I went through this thing of trying to discover me. And I did it very simple. I go to bookstores. I'm an avid reader, so I read and comprehend very fast. So I'll go to the bookstore, and I can read through like 5 or 6 books, just scanning, picking up information. And then I began to go on YouTube, and I began to look at motivational videos that would help me overcome some obstacles I was dealing with, such as fear of success.
Mm-hmm.
I want success,
mm-hmm.
but when I need to step outside of my comfort zone, I find myself pushing success further and further away. So I had to work on being more confident within myself so that I could attract the type of career that I should have that would allow me to use my God-given gift.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And you want to know how you know your God-given gift? Because this is also something that I had an issue with. You know your God-given gift when you would do it for nothing.
That's right.
And you know what? That's what making it to the finish line is all about. Giving and expect nothing in return.
It's so important that we figure out who we are.
Yes.
Before we try to apply ourselves to the world. Because you can't give 100% when you don't even know what 100% of you is.
That's
You've
true.
Got to get to know you. It seems like, well, in this country, we're treated like robots. And we're told to walk this line, and that's how you live a good life. But that's not how we were created. We were created all with a special gift. And the journey is to find that gift as soon as possible.
And everyone has a gift.
Everyone, even that person that holds that street sign saying we'll work for food, they have a gift.
They just have not got in touch and in tune with who they are.
But they have a story of why they're standing on that corner.
Right.
And we all have a story. Everybody has a story. Every listener that's listening today
have a story to tell. We all have a story. Okay, we're going to take a quick commercial.
And while we're on this commercial break, I want you to think about your story. And I want you to begin to think about some things that you would like to change in your next chapter. Okay? Think about your story and then think about some things you want to change in your next chapter. We'll be right back after this.
Baby, the smoke is real. I said it, the smoke is real. Big Wheel Smokehouse, our barbecue sauce is packed with flavor on top of flavor, made with brown sugar, ripe tomatoes, and 10 different spices. So next time you want to take your chicken, ribs, or pulled pork to the next level, pour on some Big Wheel Smokehouse sauce where the smoke is real. And for those who have a sweet tooth, let Big Wheel Smokehouse make German chocolate or carrot cake cookies. German chocolate, a rich cocoa cookie with chocolate chips, caramel, pecans, and coconut. And for our carrot cake cookies, loaded with carrots, pineapples, raisins, and topped off with a cream cheese icing. So next time you want to go grab a bottle of barbecue sauce or gourmet cookies, come to Big Wheel Smokehouse where the smoke is real.
All right.
All right. The
smoke is real. Now, how can they get some of them cookies or some of that sauce?
They can contact us at 313-718-5581, or they can go follow me on Facebook at Big Wheel Smokehouse or Instagram at Big Wheel Smokehouse. And remember, what, ladies?
The smoke is real.
Now, right before that commercial break, we were talking about you thinking about your story and then thinking about some things you want to change in your next chapter. So I'm going to let you know that every month I like to take a positive word and attach it to the name of the month. This is just so that I can remain positive at all times. And by changing that word, it brings out a different emotion or feeling inside of me. So this month is Making a Difference May.
And making look, a Difference May.
Yes,
I like that, girl.
I like it, too, because, look, we're entering into May flowers, right?
Yes, we are.
May flowers.
And who don't want to make a difference?
Right.
You know what I mean? We all want to change something because we all know perfection doesn't exist, right?
Right.
Only of the dead.
Yep, and they're gone.
Okay.
So when you think about making a difference or doing something different, you got to change something you're already doing, right?
Right.
So you need to understand how to change what you have created as your norm. And the way you do that is by changing your behavior. So one of those behaviors, which I just talked about, you have to dedicate yourself to what gives you life and meaning and gives you purpose, something that gives you why. Why do you get out of bed every day? You need to find that so that you can grow that seed and let it blossom. That's how you live a full life, and that's how you're able to make a difference in other people. Because when you know you, just like when you love you, it's easier to love others.
That's true.
Do you know, if you wake up tomorrow in a good mood, guess what? You're going to make other people happy.
But if you wake up in a stank mood,
it works the other way, too. You hear that?
Right.
Because you get more with honey
yeah.
than you do with vinegar.
Oh. Okay. The second behavior, they commit to continually bettering themselves. Yes, always continue to work that muscle called that organ. I didn't go to, you know, medical school. That organ called your brain. That organ called your brain. Exercise it. Read. Get out from in front of the TV. Download some games mm-hmm. to help improve your vocabulary. Record yourself maybe singing or something. Pick up something to keep your head turning. And you know what, Ms. Sand? We yeah. said you had a way for them to turn their hobbies into money that you're going to be talking about, right?
That's right.
And that's another way. You could do something you enjoy and then make money at the same time.
All right.
Who came? I mean, everybody needs some money.
I know that's right. Because when billionaires still making money, that tells you, you ain't going to never stop.
Okay. Okay.
They engage people. This is the third way. they engage people in an open, mutually beneficial way. That means when I speak to you, when I talk to you, I want to come at you in a way that I respect you and I'm bringing something of value. It could be a smile, it could be a gesture, a kind word. You just never know. But be open to being kind and beneficial to others. The fourth one, they invest time and energy not in what is, but what can be. Always stay focused on the future, making that better by whatever you're doing today. We went to a retreat for making it to the finish line.
Yes, we did.
And it was a women's retreat. And we all chatted about, you know, I was all excited about going until it came time to go. Because that's another thing I have to deal with is I'll back out of certain plans because I don't feel like it. But sometimes in order to do great things, you got to do some things you don't feel like doing. You may get something of value out of it. And when I went, I did a vision board activity. And this vision board activity with these women who were older women, to see the hope and the joy and the faith that they had and the things that they had on their board when they talked about it and how they talked about the strength to go on their boards. You know, it was so inspiring and encouraging. And I look back like, wow, if I didn't go, I'd have missed that. And I'd have missed what that experience did to me as a person.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important that you invest the time and energy to do some different stuff. And to think about what can be. Take some time to yourself and meditate and dream about the future. I had a conversation with my mother, and at the end she said, you know what, Pooh? That's my nickname.
Oh, wow, we didn't know that.
She said, you know what, Pooh? She said, we just described my perfect plan. But guess who was driving the car? She was. I ain't described nothing. We were just having a conversation. But to listen to how happy she was, to be like, wow, I figured something out.
Right.
Right? So it's important to do some type of activity to think about your future. Write it down in a journal. You know, you can do a vision board like we did. You can Google vision board. Have a vision board party. Get your girlfriends or your male friends and have your favorite adult beverage if you like adult beverages. And throw on some your favorite kind of music and just vibe out with your magazines and stuff and have a good time. You will not regret it. Next time, I mean, when we did it, it was like an hour, 40 minutes or something.
Yeah.
Next time, it needs to be 3 hours.
Yeah.
It needs to be a 3-hour event because it takes time. You don't have to do the vision board the full time, but I think the allotted time,
right,
at least two, minimal,
yeah,
2 hours,
yeah,
you know.
It was a good project, and I look at my vision board every day. I have it in my room. Taped up on the wall.
Yeah,
all right.
I have mine up taped as well. Because
mine
that's something
is right
else
here in the office where I can look at it every time I sit down.
Yes.
Right there.
It's the power of the subconscious mind. When you put something in front of you and you subconsciously reflect back to it, it's ingrained in your head. Think about how often you had to learn math,
right,
all different kind of ways. So it can be ingrained in your head. This is the last one. They uplift others as they go up.
That's right.
Because united we stand.
Divided we fall.
United we stand. I mean, it's so cliche-ish, but think about that. Do you know if we lived in a society where we were more focused on helping each other, how much further along we would be versus being as selfish as we are?
Right. Right.
Say it again, Ms. Dawn.
Do you know how much further we would be if we would help each other instead of being so selfish?
Mm-hmm.
Because to live is to give. So as I end this segment, I'm going to leave you with that. And I hope that resonates with you and you take that on as your motto. To live is to give.
To live is to give.
To live is to give.
I like that.
I like that too.
your life will change overnight when you start giving more. It doesn't have to be money. It could be anything. You understand what give means?
Mm-hmm.
It means once it was in your possession and you transfer possession to someone else. That's what give means. So give your time, give your love, give your smiles.
Give a simple hello in the morning. You never know what a person needs. Just a simple hello.
Now, I always highlight foods and I leave you with a real powerful thought. I'm not gonna drop that. Because we still got 20 minutes left into this show, 19 minutes and 14 seconds. So let me be quick so Ms. Sand can get on in here. Remember, this is making a difference, May. Foods that make a difference in your body by keeping you full longer. Because what? The seasons are changing and we're trying to be in the bikinis, right?
All
right. So eat these foods and maybe you'll eat a little less of the junk. Apples, oatmeal, almonds, eggs, beans, avocados, raspberries, Greek yogurt. This is my food for your brain for the week. It's not about perfect. It's about effort. And when you bring that effort every single day, that's where transformation happens. That's how change occurs. Making a difference may.
That was good. Making a
difference
may. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. I'm just going to piggyback off a little bit of what Ms. Dawn was saying. And I always bring this question up to parents. How can a child dream if you don't have a dream?
Right.
If mother and father don't dream, how can you tell a child to dream? Because normally kids emulate what they see.
Yes,
they do.
And if they just seeing mom and dad just working, doing everything, and mama tell you, boy, we ain't got time for this. You don't have time for dreams. But dreams are okay.
Yes.
Because it's giving you something to reach for. And that's what I work in the public school system. I work at Oak Park. And I see the kids a lot with no hope.
Mm.
You look in their eyes and you honestly see no hope.
Oh.
So when I see the kids, I worked in the food service, I would talk to the kids.
Mm-hmm.
I would ask them how they doing in school. If I did not see them for a while, I would tell them I hadn't seen you in a while, where you was at. They would tell me, oh, I got kicked. Oh, I got this. I said, well, we're not going to continue to do this right. So I took an interest in the kids. So now when the kids see me, they coming up to me, they telling me what's going on in school, they telling me what's going on with their grades, and that's what we have to do. We have to show interest
right
in our kids. Not just our kids, but when you see someone that you think they are broken, or they're lost, you show interest in them to let them know that it's going to be okay. So I'm going to be bringing you how to turn your hobbies into profits. And everybody have a hobby.
Right.
You just got to figure out what that hobby is. It's like Ms. Dawn said, everyone have a gift.
Mm-hmm.
That gift that you have can turn into profit as well.
Yes.
You're supposed to have 7 streams of income.
How many?
7, and you find those gifts and you turn them into a profit. I'm going to just tell you a little bit about myself. Turning hobby into profit, I used to sell hip-hop cookies years ago.
Okay.
Hip-hop cookies.
Did you name them?
I named them hip-hop.
Okay.
I wanted to reach the kids, so I figured a good name would be hip-hop cookies. So my son was in the 8th grade,
mm-hmm.
and I got up and I made homemade cookies every morning for him. And he sold the cookies at school. He started from the 8th grade all the way to the year after he graduated from high school.
Wow.
Selling hip-hop cookies. And I would buy all the products. I baked them. All he had to do was go to school and sell them. And guess how much he got off of that?
How much?
50%.
Wow.
How can you go and get a job making 50%?
Of the profit.
Of the profit. And it's legal.
50%. And Demetrius sold 40 to 45 cookies a day.
Whoa! At what rate?
$1 a cookie.
That's $45 a day times 5 days. So that's close to $200 a week. $175 a week.
Okay.
How old was he?
He was started off at 13.
Wow.
So not only did Demetrius sell the cookies, his friends saw him with money all the time, and they wanted to get it. So I sold
cookies to one of his best friends used to sell cookies for me. My girlfriend and her two kids sold the cookies. Another young lady I went taught at Votech, her daughter sold the cookies because this was helping out a lot of the single moms.
Okay.
Because we always tell our kids, if you have kids who are doing negative things, I mean, everybody know maybe some drugs, and then you tell them that they need to do something positive. Well, if you're going to take away the negative, you got to put something positive in place of that. So you can sell the hip-hop cookies, or it could be anything. And I try to tell single moms this. It's things that you can do to make money. I remember watching my mother grow up. That's why I like to be an entrepreneur. I watched my mother make, what was that, milk bath?
Milk bath with powdered milk.
Okay.
Powdered milk and perfume.
All right.
So my mother was selling milk bath. She sold fruit cakes. She sold stockings. She did whatever she could to make extra money.
Yes.
So I love that drive in her, and I saw that hustle. So that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to be an entrepreneur. So when I say that you can turn your hobby into profit, every week I'm going to bring a different business to you, and I'm going to give you the information to get you started. All you have to do is take the information and just get out there and see what you can do with it.
Okay.
There's
all right.
Thousands of books on the market. I have bought thousands of books on how to start a small business, what to do. But when you get the first book, they want you to buy the next book, and then you buy the next book. So what I'm saying is the information, I didn't know anything more from that first book to the third book.
Okay.
So what I did is I did research on a lot of these different businesses. I sold a lot of these products myself. So I'm going to be able to tell you exactly what you need to do to turn hobby into profit. So I'm going to give you a little example as far as if you wanted to do cookies. What you want to do is you want to do something small. You don't want to just start off baking and you say, I'm going to bake cookies, I'm going to do cupcakes, I'm going to do candy. You want to find one product that you're good at. So I always like to tell people to break it up. So if you just want to specialize in cookies, it's okay. Just specialize in cookies. Somebody wants cupcakes, direct them to someone else who's doing cupcakes, because you have to specialize in something and put out the best product. So I will tell you where you will be able to get your customers, to tell you where you would be able to get yourself at wholesale, because that's the key to a profit. You have to buy products wholesale. Can't go to the regular grocery store and pay retail. You have to go and get wholesale so you can know what your profit is. You have to be able to know how to price your product. You don't want to underprice yourself, so therefore you're not making a profit. So the thing about turning hobby into profit, we have did this program for years. We have did it for years. And then I'm also going to add a YouTube channel. So when I bring you the business every Wednesday, I'm going to do the actual product so you can see what it looks like, so you can have the packaging, and you're going to be able to go from there. So I just wanted to give you a little bit of that. I'm also a great couponer. I coupon now. Save my family tons of money. I'm going to be bringing you deals every week. My favorite store is Kroger's. So I'm going to be bringing you deals from Kroger's, helping you out. Sometimes you don't really know how to coupon. I'm going to take all that work out for you and bring you great deals every Wednesday. And the last thing I'm going to do is bring different quick meals to you. I like to do quick meals, like maybe two items that you throw in the skillet. Maybe you have to do the foil packet. So I'm going to be bringing you great meals. My husband has high blood pressure, so I'm going to be bringing you meals where you don't use salt, but you still have the flavor with the food. And that's something that I talk with my mother about all the time, is you want to have the flavor that the food can still taste good and not be so bland. So those are just some of the things that I'm going to be bringing you every Wednesday. And I'm just looking forward to it. And one thing, always, if you want to look me up, you can look me up on Facebook, Big Wheel Smokehouse, and you can also look me up on Instagram, Big Wheel Smokehouse.
Now, let me tell you something. I had no idea that you had tried several businesses. You see what happens when you start listening to people and their stories?
Mm-hmm.
You start to learn them on a different level than, you know, you originally thought you knew them. Like, oh, my God, I'm sitting next to somebody who has a lot of experience in, you know, doing small businesses,
mm-hmm.
that I should, you know, be spending some time with to learn something.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you can get small, I mean, when you're small, you can get big.
Hello.
Okay, it's got to start somewhere.
Yes, it does.
I mean, like, wow, these conversations have really let me know where this show could actually go.
Yeah.
Because we deep up in here. All right.
Yeah.
You got something, Glenn?
Well, yes. Quickly, Making It to the Finish Line has a signature program for youth ages 7 to 17. It's called the Young and Elegant Cotillion Young and Debonair Boot Camp, where we mentor the kids on character building, self-esteem, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And it's a very positive program.
Yes.
And what's so positive about it is the kids learn how to interact with one another. And there's a saying I like to say all the time, to believe in oneself is the most important thing that can be instilled in a person. The earlier, the better. Our signature program covers activities like etiquette, self-esteem for the high schoolers. They can earn their 200 volunteer hours. We meet in the fall. We're going to meet twice a month, second and fourth Saturday. There is a registration fee, but listeners, listen to this. We have a cotillion ball where the kids come and showcase what they have learned in this program that runs for 9 months, and we're going to be meeting twice a month, second and fourth Saturday. Can you picture your daughter being escorted in her white dress or your son in his tuxedo? We've been doing this program since 2009, and I tell you, each time we have this ball, I be so overwhelmed at how the youth look and how they present themselves to their guests.
They look very beautiful.
The Cotillion Ball is coming up on May the 21st, which is a Sunday, and if you're interested in trying to see how this program could benefit your youth, come and attend the Cotillion Ball. It's only a small $25 donation. And earlier we were saying about doing something with nothing in return. Making It to the Finish Line has been around 16 years, working out of pocket. And we managed, through the grace of God, to do the things that we need to do for our programs, for our youth, for the community. And, you know, we are always looking for donations. If you would like to make a donation to Making It to the Finish Line, you can visit our website, or you may want to sponsor. The website is www.mittfl.org. You may even want to sponsor our youth, because no youth should not have this experience of shining in their white ball gown or their tuxedo. You can also contact Gladys Pearson, 313-460-0596, or you can go to our website, www.mittfl.org, or you can follow us on Facebook.
Oh, my. MITTFL.org. Now, as we enter into our last 6 minutes of the show, ladies, how do you think it went?
I think it went very well. At first, I was a little nervous.
A little? Wait. Sam, she said she was a little nervous.
A lot of nervous.
You was a lot of.
Right. I was a lot of nervous because,
Veterans. She's a veteran. She's been doing the radio with her brother for how many years?
Is it six?
It's been long enough to where she should be a pro. Let me tell you. By five or six, I think you walking, talking, and telling people off.
Hello. I do have to say to Easy L, who gave us the training and for helping us where we could go out on our own.
Right. Priceless.
It's the training and the opportunity is priceless.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what we're all about. We want to be able to give you information that is going to be priceless.
Right. That definitely is the goal. And I hope that everyone listening can relate to all of our stories, one of our stories, pieces from each of us, whatever it takes. I hope that you take away something every single show. Every show.
Because I showed what you just heard this evening, this is how we're going to come at you every week.
Every Wednesday at 7 p.m., the Making It to the Finish Line show.
And we're going to open up the line some shows, so you want to stay tuned for that. Because that's when we're able to have, you know, some real dialogue on the air and see who's out there listening.
That's right.
And we're going to have some special guests as well.
Yes, we are.
And we just want this to be a very, very motivational and inspirational and informative show. And I think, is it safe to say what our show is going to be about next week?
Oh, you know how I like to roll. I don't want to give away none. You got to tune in for Miss Dawn's segment. Maybe they can tell you about theirs, but for Miss Dawn, you know, I don't really get no previews.
Okay, well, we'll roll with Miss Dawn.
Right, we'll roll with Miss Dawn. You just have to stay tuned.
To next Wednesday.
The next Wednesday.
7 p.m.
Yes, and don't forget, this is Making a Difference May. Making a difference in your life so that you can make a difference in other people's lives as well.
Oh, you know what? Before saying, come on, we have an event coming up Saturday.
First Saturday. Saturday. Look, we got to get it right. But that's how you know it's live. You know what I'm saying?
Right, that's right.
It's coming up Saturday.
From 8 to 1 p.m. And
1 a.m.
I'm sorry. Saturday, 8 to 1 a.m. And Chef Sam will be in the kitchen.
Yes,
and
she will.
And Ears Show Place, 2140 Holbrook. That's in Hamtramck, Michigan. The admission is either $5 with the membership card from the show place, or $7, or $5 in advance. And we are going.
Well, we'll
DJ,
be
DJ Rod, Hot Rod Edwards. It's on the ones, twos, and threes that night. And I tell you, we have a lot of fun celebrating the birthday. Call 313-877-3387-8330 because you can get a complimentary birthday cake and champagne.
All right, now. We'll be right back.
Baby, the smoke is real. I said it, the smoke is real. Big Wheel Smokehouse. Our barbecue sauce is packed with flavor on top of flavor, made with brown sugar, ripe tomatoes, and 10 different spices. So next time you want to take your chicken, ribs, or pulled pork to the next level, pour on some Big Wheel Smokehouse sauce where the smoke is real. And for those who have a sweet tooth, let Big Wheel Smokehouse make German chocolate or carrot cake cookies. German chocolate, a rich cocoa cookie with chocolate chips, caramel, pecans, and coconut. And for our carrot cake cookies, loaded with carrots, pineapples, raisins, and topped up with a cream cheese icing. So next time you want to go grab a bottle of barbecue sauce or gourmet cookies, come to Big Wheel Smokehouse where the smoke is real.
Yes,
it is real.
And how can they get some of that?
313-718-5581 or Facebook and Instagram at Big Wheel Smokehouse. And remember what? The
smoke is real.
Now, we're entering into our last minute, and, you know, I want to say thank you, ladies. This is a wonderful first show. It was a little rocky when I arrived for preparation, but we made it. And that's how life is. You make lemonade out of those lemons, and you keep pushing.
That's right.
And we want to thank Courtney for making sure that we was all together and worked out the little kinks. Courtney, if you're listening,
Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you. An attitude of gratitude will take you very far. Thank you so much, Courtney. And with that being said, we're going to say be safe, be blessed, and be back next week to hear more about how you can make it to the finish line.